Question. If any of you was that passage familiar? Yes? Oh man, that's a lot of preach on last week. Don't y'all remember? Oh my goodness. My heart is broken. Just kidding. Last week we focused on the first part of this passage, where Paul writes that we have the same spirit of faith that is in accordance with the scripture, I believe, and so I spoke. And we talked about how the scripture trained Paul to speak about God, to share his story of how God was at work in his life. Last week during the service, during the prayers of the people, you all had a chance to actually share your stories with one another about how the Lord Jesus Christ is at work in each of your lives. And it was wonderful to hear all the stories being shared throughout the congregation. Indeed, it's important for us to be able to share our stories, to be able to give an account of the hope that is within us. For when we can share that hope with others, when we can share our stories, then we help other people discover their own stories, discover how the Lord is with them and at work in their lives, and so that their stories, like ours, become part of God's story, part of what God is doing to renew heaven and earth. Last week, one of our members, I'll call her our friend, so as to not give her identity away, went to the Bilo Shopping Center on St. Rittenberg. And when she approached the checkout line, the young girl, a high school student, was working as a cashier. And she seemed very upset. And she was kind of grumpy. And so our friend said to her, "How are you doing? How's your day going?" And the girl shared that she was not having a good day. In fact, a customer just minutes before had been talking to her, and this young girl shared that she was about to have her senior portrait done for school. And this unthinking customer looked at her and said, "I hope you don't break the camera." That's a horrible thing to say to anybody, much less a teenage girl. And so our friend looked at this person and said, "You are precious in God's sight." And then she took her by the hand and she said, "You are beautiful and God loves you so much." And then they exchanged smiles as our friend passed through the checkout line. When we can share our stories, we help people not only discover their story, but who they are in Christ. We help them discover how precious they are to God as God's beloved children. The Apostle Paul is writing this to the Corinthians, and boy, are they struggling with their relationship with one another and with Paul and even with God. In fact, this whole section of 2 Corinthians, Paul is really struggling, defending himself, defending what's going on, defending the faith. And he's hurt as he struggles. You see, it's easy to smile sometimes when we're feeling good. But that's not all the time. We all have days when people say to us things like, "I hope you don't break the camera." And it's hard to know sometimes how to respond to the cruel, harsh things these people say and do to us. How do we keep the faith? How do we not lose heart? Does God really care? Is God even real? These are tough questions. are really tough questions. And Paul knows the struggles of the Christian life. Paul readily confesses that in his ministry, as he sought to serve God, that he has been afflicted, he's been perplexed, he's been rejected, he's even been struck down. But if you read these verses 8 and 9 of this very chapter, you read that these struggles that Paul has, his troubles, don't do him in. He writes, we are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not driven to despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. For God, through all the trials and tribulations we face, for all of the mean, cruel people we face, God sustains us through His presence, the power of the Holy Spirit. And God is faithful. Anna, are you okay? Are you sure you have a lot to say? We've missed you so much. Sometimes I think I should just give her the blanket and let her go. She doesn't even mind, okay. When we go through trials, sometimes we do get confused. And we wonder if God really cares. Where can we turn for answers? Is Paul delusional? Well, if you go to Barnes & Noble, you may find people claiming that he is. You will see books like The God Delusion. You see, in our culture, we went through a phase where people would say, you know, religion's no big deal. Believe whatever you want to. All religions are the same. Whatever works for you. And that was just a step along the way in our culture. But it didn't end there. Now, right up front, if you go to Barnes & Noble, you will find people selling lots of books that say not only was Paul delusional, but for us to believe that God exists at all is dangerous. So who do we turn to when times get tough? Who do we turn to when we have questions and doubts? When our own strength is not adequate to sustain us along our journey? Is there proof or evidence that we can turn to? Paul trusts God to sustain him, and indeed testifies that Paul has been sustained by God.
Second-hand information.
nation. For on the road to Damascus, when Paul's very intent was to go and persecute believers in Christ, Jesus appeared to him and said, "Saul, Saul, why did he persecute you?" And in revealing himself to Paul, he transformed his life. And so that love that Paul experienced that day on the road to Damascus never departed him. No matter how afflicted, no matter how perplexed or persecuted, no matter when he was struck down, that love that raised Jesus from the dead also sustained Paul and will also sustain us as well through our trials, their tribulations. And so when we share our stories, we offer hope to the high school girls about to have their senior pictures taken, and to all of our neighbors, brothers and sisters, who feel trampled and kicked around by the world. We offer them hope in Jesus Christ. And as we do, grace abounds and spreads, giving way to thanksgiving to God as God sustains us and gives us life. And as history proceeds, ever approaching the day when God will fulfill His work in renewing heaven and earth, till that day, let us share our stories. Let us share the joy of life in Christ, the power of the Holy Spirit. For the one who invites us to this table today is the firstborn of the dead, the one who has died for our sins and was raised for our salvation. Because Jesus lives, we also shall live. Because our Father in heaven was faithful to Him, so we can trust God no matter what trial or obstacle we face. Let us pray together. Gracious God, thank You for the gift of Jesus Christ, who trusted You even with His life. And we thank You for the power of Your love demonstrated in His resurrection. May that love flow in and through us, O Lord, as we bear witness to Christ's presence in our lives and affirm Your love to high school teenagers, but also to all people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.